to Wichita.
Doom, 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 doom.
Seven Nation Army, nine, something above us. Gonna fight a bug.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's me. Just making up with it. Seven patients, nine, never come to die.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Geek Lounge. I'm your host, Luis Latore.
And I am the notorious Paul Blanchard.
That changed very quickly, everybody. He's now notorious Paul Blanchard.
I'm the notorious Paul Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Can I do two?
Ah, sure, man.
It's like
it's a free country.
It's like a sandwich.
Yeah.
My sandwich name.
Sandwich name.
Because it's sandwich. See, like, it's layers.
Yeah. Anyway, you can join us on our Facebook at The Geek Lounge or on Twitter at Geek_Lounge. A few points before we start. First of all, of course, Adam is not here this week.
Oh, I didn't even notice. Yeah. Oh, I'm sitting in his chair.
Thanks, that's Adam. Probably why.
Oh, every time we have the thing, I always sit here and like stare, and I'm like, God, it's my chair.
This is my chair. Get out why of is my this chair? My chair? He's not here this week. And then, of course, the other point for this week is... we are 1 week removed from the elections, yes. And I got to say, America, you done fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, hey, great job. Hey, by the way, this is from the guy that just told me, hey, we'll talk politics, but, you know, just not get too political.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, can we agree? Can we agree on that? Up. I'm just like, you know,
I think,
whatever.
I believe the popular vote can agree. So most of the United States can agree that we are not, we fucked. Yep.
I mean, guys, I'm not going to tell you what political affiliation I am. Mm-hmm. Or what I'm sure Paul won't do. This isn't that kind of show.
Yeah.
But.
Let me adjust my hood.
No. No, I'm just kidding. Your hood is red. Yeah. Why? Are you higher up on the. Okay. So. High. But I mean, that's not the job of this show. We want to be entertaining and we want to be funny and we want to have a good conversation.
We hold a lot of power and we're not trying to tell people what to do.
I don't know about that, but I feel like if we did, it wouldn't be my prerogative to tell you what to do. You as a person, you vote for who you ever want to vote for. It's the beauty of this country.
Yeah, that's true. You know, for the most part, politics. Sure. I watch sometimes stuff.
Sure.
And I try and watch mostly CNN. Mm-hmm. I watch a lot of CNN, and I like those guys. Yeah. But even on there, sometimes it seems
I read a lot of The Onion. Is that?
No, that's
it's not a credible news source.
That is why you're all.
That's why I have no idea what's going on.
Most of that is not real.
It's not.
Onion, Fox News. It's whatever.
It's all the same. It's not real.
But it's still funny how let me just. This is before the election.
Sure.
By the way, just to give you an example, I was watching Fox News because my dad left it on.
Wonderful.
And they had this video where a student recorded his teacher.
Yeah.
And the teacher was just saying, hey, you know, we have to be careful not to. We don't want to elect somebody that's xenophobic and homophobic and this and that.
Sure.
And then they cut back to the Fox News people. And all they can say is, what does this teacher have any right to say to tell them who to vote for or something like that? And I'm thinking to myself, wait a sec. Everything he said was fine.
Right.
He didn't actually tell them not to vote for somebody or anything.
Yeah.
And they're all upset because he just said it and it wasn't his place to say it in the school.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, it's almost like they just like, it's bizarre. It's like, really? So nothing he said meant anything to you? You just want to say he shouldn't have said it? Why? I mean, of course, okay, he shouldn't have said it. But it's like, that's like somebody saying something that's true, the truth. But if you say it at the wrong time, then it's not the truth?
Well, it's not that it's not the truth. It's like, it's more like, how dare you? How dare you say anything of
you're
that?
You're poisoning the young minds with the truth? Like, I mean, you know, argue against the... argument and then say that's why he shouldn't. Anyway, it's just little things like that kind of get on my nerves. Yeah. But like, it's really bizarre because I try to look at everything with an open mind.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. I mean, you should look at, because there's two sides to every argument, almost most things. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's really two sides. You can argue against this, argue against that. you know, my stance on politics in general, to be honest with you, is that, like, I consider us a part of the world. People are like, we need to close all the borders and we need to make ourselves greater than this. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that's okay, but we can do that and we can still be friends with everybody else because we're all human beings. Yeah. You know what I mean?
In the end, we're all human beings.
We're all human beings. Yeah. We weren't special. We weren't born with like a special. What's that thing that in the Marvel that that everybody wants? There's three of them or something like that. It's Loki's. Got one.
Infinity Stones?
Yeah, we're born with Infinity Stones.
There's like five or six of those, man.
Yeah, I know. Do you have one?
Yeah.
Were you born with one?
I mean, I was born with one.
You know what I mean? We weren't all born with Infinity Stones.
Yeah. No, well, that's bad for you.
You know? Why? Yeah. Is it?
Because I have one.
You got one?
And I'm special. I'm better than you.
I noticed that your veins are pulsing.
Yeah, I should. Yeah. I mean, my vote should count for like 10 because I'm born with one.
So, yeah, it just doesn't seem right. So anyways. Right.
So, well, you know, like I said, I'm not a big political guy, but. It's a good message. Let's not let xenophobia and racism and all that stuff sort of rule us, but it just seems not to be the case. I mean, if the one thing that this election did do is uncover all the people who uncover this ugly side of America that we thought was going away but still very much exists.
Yep.
Again, we don't want to get too political on here because we don't want to alienate anybody, but
I think the real I think my dad said it best, which was he said that people don't like to be told what to do.
Yeah.
There are certain people out there. So if you tell some people, hey, this guy's this and this guy's that, they're going to say, you know what? I don't like you. So I'm going to just say, I'm going to go opposite of what you say.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that was it.
I think there's a lot of people who do that. Yeah.
There are. I mean, it's like I said, there's pockets of things. There's pockets of really ugly people, bad people who are out there that are real racist, homophobic. Then there's pockets of people who don't want you to tell them, don't want to be accused of being that.
Yeah.
And when you accuse them of that, they just sit there and go, well, screw you. Then I'm voting for whoever I want. Yeah. I'm voting for this guy. You know,
I don't know.
It's all kinds of crap.
A lot of stuff that does bother me, too. It's like, look, I'm not happy with the results. I'll say that right now.
No?
I'm not happy with how it went down. I'm not happy with who won.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that much.
Mm-hmm.
What makes me a little angrier are the people who... You have a right to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. You have a right to be upset.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do things like, and I've heard, God damn it, I've heard this everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, it's always Canada. It's never Mexico. It's never Europe. It's never anywhere else. It's Canada.
I'll be honest with you. I'd go to Mexico. I'd go to Mexico in a second.
I wouldn't.
I don't really have any.
I wouldn't because it's warm there. I don't like the weather.
That's true.
I mean, I like going to visit, but it's very hot. No, I'd rather go to Canada where it's cold. I like the cold.
Going to Belize.
Going to Belize.
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 Yes.
When you say stuff like, oh, I'm going to move to, it's like, guys, what better way to tell these people that they've won than by having you claim that you're going to go to Canada or you actually going to Canada? Most people don't go to Canada. I mean, let's face it. They say they are, but they don't do it.
No.
But what better way to tell you guys, hey, you won.
Mm-hmm.
All your hate and all your vitriol and all your poison, that's it. This is us now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, progress takes not only a lot of time, but there are a lot of times we take steps back. It's just the way it is. We will take steps forward again.
Yeah.
It looks bad now, mm-hmm. but hopefully in time it will get better. And it will.
Mm-hmm.
It will get better. I promise you it'll get a lot better. It might take some time, but it will get better.
Well, you know, it's like...
You just got to be patient.
It's like with a lot of things, though, sometimes people need a wake-up call.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a wake-up call.
Maybe this is a wake-up call
sometimes
for those people, yeah.
When you make yourself a better person, it's because things happen to you that set you back. Like, you're spoiled.
Yeah.
You're just on the spoiled road, and then all of a sudden, here comes this, you know, something that comes along, the roadblock, little barrier, and now you got 4 years to... you know, bump over that.
Guys, we got plenty of time. Years. We got some time to maybe reassess how we're going to do things.
At least.
But, you know, but when you say stuff like that, it just, all it leads me to believe is you're just like, take my ball and go home. Like, think about this, like, if we're as a nation trying to progress, right, mm-hmm. trying to be better,
mm-hmm.
when you say stuff like, I'm going to go, or when you actually go, what you're doing, what you're basically telling me is that you've already given up, that you're leaving behind people who are still willing to fight.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to stay and fight for these things. If this is what you want. If you leave or if you just give up, it just proves to me that it proves to me personally that you never really wanted it.
Right. And
I want things to progress and I want things to get better, but you can't let something like this deter you
mm-hmm.
from continuing to make this a better place.
Because if you have the passion, enough passion, literally have enough passion that you want to leave the country, why don't you do this? I'm almost, and I don't want to come back on me and people get, I'm almost guaranteeing your life is not going to change that much in 4 years.
Yeah.
Why don't you do this? If you're so fired up to leave the country, why don't you take that passion and put it into actually canvassing and politely. Don't be obnoxious.
Yeah, yes, please.
And by the way, we're going to get Luis's address at the end of the thing so people can come and talk to you about the next.
Yeah.
But no. Okay. Don't do that. funnel it into a passionate way to where you can't, you're actually going to make a difference. And then, you know, in 4 years, if that's what you're passionate about, because someone's going to come along in 4 years, it's a guarantee they're going to go up against him. Funnel your passion into that. And people, if you're listening, if you're in Wisconsin, if you're in Florida, if you're in Pennsylvania, come on.
Get your passion together and
find out. And if you're out on the streets rioting and stuff like that, look, I'm, you know, of course, that's, don't do that. And then the other thing, too, is did you vote? So shut up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Basically, don't be a petulant child, guys. Let's look, this is where we are now. There's nothing we can do about it at this point except try to stay on him, try to maintain, you know, try to see if we can't fix anything that this guy messes up. If he even does anything, I don't know what the future holds, but let's just try to work together to make this a better situation and hopefully in 4 years fix it.
Right. I heard Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman was running for president. I'd vote for Ron. I'd vote for Hellboy.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Ron Perlman. Dude, the guy speaks Spanish. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's you know what I mean? That's cool as hell right there. Just the fact he was in Sons of Anarchy. Yeah.
Well, let's vote for Ron Perlman because he has good policies and issues, not just because he was Hellboy.
He was not just great because he's Monkey Boy.
He was he's the lovable Ron Perlman.
No, I'm voting him for him because he's a lovable Ron Perlman. That's what I'm voting for him for.
Yep. Anyway, yeah, let's just, now that we've ranted on that, let's try to put all of this behind us.
Right.
Well, we can't really put it behind us, but let's just try our best to get through this. And like I said, just try to fight. Just try to keep the fight up to be a little better, you know?
Okay.
People out there, there's been a battle has been won. A war has not been won.
No. The war, because the battle for, you know, the things that you're passionate about, you can still, it's not like, you know what I mean? Oh, there's a new president. You can turn around and just come on TV and say, stop caring about Muslims, stop caring about women. You know, you can still, you could do, what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. Mm. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can't mandate you not to care about things.
Yeah.
That's all up to you.
Yeah. So. And we just don't have a voice, you know, like we had that, you know, that was someone we could. Yeah.
So grieve. That's fine. Get your bearings, lick your wounds, do what you got to do, come back ready to go.
All right.
So anyway, it, guys. We don't want to make this whole show about that. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're just going to get into the general funny nonsense.
I'm
going
to ask you what you did this week, because that's what we're supposed to
do. That's what we're supposed to do, yeah. So we're going to do that in our next segment.
Adam's listening right now, fuming.
Oh, man.
Ask each other what you did this week, damn it.
You talk about politics. Why would you do that?
That's what we do.
Anyway, whatever side you're on, be free, be cool.
It's going to be, he's just yelling, delete, delete, delete.
I will take all of them, delete.
Anyway, come back.
It's a little scary when you see the sign. You picture it hairy and quite mean inside your mind.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
Now that we're done talking about
everyone
is talking about. Who?
Oh, we're saying welcome. We're welcome.
We're welcoming them back. Hopefully they stay.
Was there a commercial pause? Like, how's that work?
There was a pause. There's a pause. We do a pause, pause.
A little
bit of break.
Commercial?
Yeah.
With music?
No, like, no commercial.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby and have ourselves a snack.
Snack. I don't
know. We had it up until you messed it up.
Dang it. We didn't practice that either.
No.
That's amazing. You know what I mean?
It's good enough.
I feel like me and you, we have a better rapport than Channing Tatum and The Rock.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
All right. I am. Just to clarify that, guys, we did record our show, which is coming out very soon. And we just did our G.I. Joe Retaliation episode. So yes. Had The Rock and Channing Tatum, and you can hear all about that business. So,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Repertoire. Report.
Rappaport. Michael Rappaport.
Rappaport. Great. Actually, have you seen Zebrahead? Michael Rappaport?
No.
Good movie.
Is it?
Yep.
All right. So let's get back to our regularly scheduled stuff. What did you do this week?
I was going
to
ask you that.
Oh, okay. You want to start over again? Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Action. Luis, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, Paul, I'll tell you what I did this week.
Wait. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Action.
Hey, what did you do this week? You're killing me with this. You're killing me.
Okay.
We didn't clarify who was going to do
it. Are we going to go on three? Is it 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, and then go? Or is it 3, 2, and then go?
How about we do it at 1, 2, 3, after three, then we go?
We take turns
saying each word in the sentence. Okay. And then whoever has the last word is the person who asked that question.
Okay.
And the other person has to answer.
Okay.
Ready?
Here you go.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. What
did
you
do
this
week?
Shit.
Yes. Your turn.
All right. Well, what did I do this week? It's very simple. I did end up watching G.I. Joe Retaliation twice, which I didn't.
Tell us about that.
No, please, just listen to the show. You'll know how I felt about it. But there was that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching a lot of WWE Network.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I've been watching the special.
You're the one.
Yeah. I'm the one guy who's watching anything but like NXT on there.
Actually, no. Hey, bro, I'm sorry. Just real quick. I did. I had a longing and an urging. It was, you know, like there's wrestling matches that you just, if you watch, but you keep thinking about them. You haven't watched them in years.
Yeah.
So I watched, I think it was 21, WrestleMania 21, I think it was. Kurt Angle, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, that was a good match. Oh, my God. That was a great, amazing match.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw that out.
It's beautiful.
When he does that, when Angle picks him up, Shawn Michaels looks dead, and he gives him the super kick. And they're like standing like 2 feet apart.
Yeah,
so beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's great.
What else did you?
Anyway, no, I was watching, and the reason I've been watching a lot of Network is I watch it for NXT on Wednesdays,
right?
But for the most part, like the last week, I've just been watching the Monday Night War special they have on, which is basically, it's like 15 episodes, which I didn't think you could spread the Monday Night War into 15 episodes, but they did.
So. Okay.
They're about an hour long, but they basically explain, like the first two episodes explain like the Monday Night Wars in its entirety.
Okay.
And then the subsequent episodes explains parts of the Monday Night War. Like they focus on like specific people who help kind of turn the tide and things like that.
Okay.
So, you know, like they focus, of course, like one episode's about the NWO, one episode is about Stone Cold starting the Attitude Era and stuff like that. So, I mean, they just basically take pieces of the Monday Night War and they just basically go through like
and
the history.
Kind
of
explain
of
why
like
they did it or things like that.
The first two, like I said, are all general, you know, Monday Night War stuff. I think like the third episode is like you go right into what made WCW, which was the NWO, which were huge.
And, you watch stuff on YouTube and stuff, there's like endless, you know, like when with people like Jim Cornette and all those guys, I mean, there's like endless information and insane stories of that happened.
Which is all of that stuff is covered in these things where it's like, here's where we made the mistake and here's where we did this. So I thought that was interesting.
That
I've been trying to watch it all the way through.
That is good. That's like opening up the thing.
And then I got sick.
What else did you do?
I got sick. Oh, I think I got sick yesterday.
People made you sick.
So Friday,
a lot of sick people.
Yeah,
really work.
Gross, disgusting people who touch everything.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sick for that long. Friday night I went out, and then that night I was not feeling great.
Okay.
And then all of Saturday I had the chills, and I was just super exhausted, just wiped out. Like I did not feel great at all. So like most of Saturday was spent in bed.
Okay.
I would say.
Good.
That's not good. It's not good.
Wait, what happened? I wasn't listening.
I wasn't paying attention to you. I fell asleep halfway through your story. What happened? Who was dead?
Good.
Who
good.
Died?
Good. Okay.
I spent most of the yesterday.
Vitamin C, water, stuff like that.
Yeah. Water, I guess. But most of it was in bed. Like I tried to watch something like on Netflix and that lasted for 10 minutes before I fell asleep. I was just out of it. But now I don't know why. Now I feel pretty good now. I feel okay now.
That's good.
It just was there and it's gone.
Awesome.
And then, of course, some happier news. Saturday, I got this message Saturday night.
You're having a baby.
Mike, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that was very close to what I was going to say, though. Okay. My cousin, she's having a baby.
Why did I know that was coming? That's crazy.
You said I was having a baby.
Well, I know. Well, you look like you were having a baby.
Oh, I don't know. Are you insulting? Are you saying I'm...
I'm just wanting to know what I thought you're...
I can't just sit here spread eagle with my pants off? I can't just sit on the floor, legs akimbo.
Let me tell you something.
Without you judging me?
Let me tell you something. I don't know nothing about birth and no baby. So, good luck.
I don't know nothing about birth and no baby. Anyway, she and her husband announced that they were having a baby, and I'm so happy for them. They're such good people, and they deserve this. You know, they're good peeps.
That's awesome.
And I hope that everything goes smooth and wonderful, and they have happiness. Well, they deserve it. So,
good people.
There's that. So there was that bit of good news in lieu of my being ill.
Right.
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
I don't do much. I go to work, and then I come home. And
I know. That's what I do.
Right?
Pretty much. Yeah. It's like you ask me, like if I'm thinking about what I did, I'd be like, I watched movies. Like, sure. I watched Swiss Army Man.
Oh, the new one with Daniel Radcliffe, right?
Yeah. What's that?
Have
you seen that?
Oh, no, I wanted to watch it, though.
That is...
It looks good.
Bizarre.
Is it? Is it good, though?
Really. Oh, man, I don't know. I can't. I think you would like it.
Mm.
I can't, like, it's like, it's one of those movies that fits in that category where I can say that I enjoyed watching it, but I can't recommend it to too many people.
Sure. You gotta
like, some
pick
people
and choose.
Would just be like, what the, like, that is, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, there's something going on. There's another layer of a story.
Yeah.
That even now I'm still trying to, like, what is going on? Like, what happened right there? Anyway, so. I would recommend you check it out.
Swiss Army Man.
Yeah. I like the guys in it. The main,
I think it's Daniel Radcliffe, and I don't remember who the other guy.
Daniel Radcliffe, man, that guy makes movies. Old crap. After Harry Potter, dude, he went insane. He's got his internet movie database thing has got to be like he just makes one movie.
He
has
all kinds of movies too.
After another, and he doesn't care if they're playing the theater, if they're directed DVD, as long as he enjoys, I guess what the story is, and he does it. Like, he's just putting himself out there. But, I mean, he's an actor, and he's just
doing
having
good.
Fun.
He's doing well. I mean, a lot of his movies do pretty good. So.
Yeah. Well, plus, I think he's set with Harry Potter. You know what I mean? So I think he just decided, I'm just going to go do a thing.
I think it's great that he was it, because in the first Harry Potter, I mean, let's face it, he was a kid. He's not a good actor.
Yeah.
But that sort of turned around, and,
and
he's
now,
doing very well now, yeah.
Oh, yeah. As an actor, I think he's really good. Yeah. And he doesn't mind, self-effacing kind of, you know what I mean? Where he makes movies where he doesn't look very strong or very handsome or whatever. He doesn't care. Like, it seems like he's just doing his thing.
He's more of an artiste.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, cool.
And I watched Doctor Strange.
You know what? I've been meaning to watch that, and I haven't gotten a chance to.
I recommend in the theater for sure. I mean, it was okay.
Mm.
I can't.
That's what I keep hearing.
You know?
I keep, because now I think the problem with this movie, if you can even call it a problem, is that now they have to sit down and explain to you this whole other aspect of the Marvel Universe, which is the magic.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if this movie even classifies it as magic.
I'm not big on magic.
All right. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be honest. I wasn't going into the movie with high expectations. I just went to it because I heard it was good.
Mm.
And I was like, let's just go check it out. And a lot of running, you know?
Sure.
Wizards running.
A lot of wizard running.
Wizard Kung Fu.
Oh.
Wizard
Fu.
Wizard Fu, which I'm like, why are you fighting? I just like, again, why are you fighting? You can throw stuff at each other, right? Just throw it.
You hurl a fireball?
Yeah, you can hurl. Why? I don't understand why you're getting punched, when you can, I don't know, a lot of fighting and this and that. And then,
hand to hand is what you mean.
A lot of hand to hand combat.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, I mean, it was interesting.
Sure.
What's his name? Is pretty decent.
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah. Yeah. He does a good job. Has a couple little smart little comments and things. So, and then other than that, I don't know what else. Like you said, I'm just like you. I go to work and
You watched G.I. Joe Retaliations?
Watched G.I. Joe Retaliations.
Oh, and there was a UFC fight, which
I
was following on.
Yeah.
I did watch a little bit, and then I followed I followed the rest of it on Facebook. So.
No, yeah, I watched the whole thing. Yeah. I ordered it. Me and my dad kicked back and watched it. Conor McGregor.
Sure.
Damn, that guy is a man.
He's such an asshole, but
he is solid. He's in Madison Square Garden. Yeah. He's got two belts. Knocked that guy out.
Yeah. Eddie Alvarez, yeah.
Yeah, just living...
Living a dream.
Literally, dude. I mean, nobody had a better night than him last night. Because he's like, I mean, you're in Madison Square Garden, you know, sold out, and you're on top of the cage with two belts and your Irish flag. Yeah. And people are going in like, I mean, your ego has got to be through the roof in outer space. Because he's got a big enough one. And he said, I like what he said. I know people already probably saw it, but he said, I talk a lot of crap to people in the back. I say a lot of stuff, say a lot of smack. And I just wanted to say to everybody back there that I meant every word. You know what I mean? So he was trolling people. Like, I thought he was like, wow,
he's going to apologize or something.
Nah, he's like, and I meant every word. Man, guy's awesome. So that was cool.
Sure.
And I can't remember. I think I watched some more movies, but I can't remember. I think I watched another movie last night, and I can't remember what it was. I started watching them. Anyways.
Let me just say something about UFC 205, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
I watched the match between Chris Weidman and Yoel Romero.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who I guess whoever won was going to face off against Michael Bisping, which I like Michael Bisping. I think he's a great fighter.
Yeah.
And he cut this weird promo. It was almost like a wrestling promo. It was weird. Like they just brought in this foreign guy to cut a wrestling promo to tell everybody how much, you know, whatever they suck or whatever.
No, that was cool.
Yeah.
Because that guy, even the interpreter.
He's like, listen, this blah, bleep, blah, blah. Just went off on something and everyone was like booing him. And I'm like, oh, boy. Yeah. He just talked, your sports team sucks or something like that. You know, it's like a cheap heat and Michael Bisping showed up
or something. And flipping him off from the top. Like, come on, man. He's flipping him off and stuff.
And the guy's just getting worked up. And it was pretty cool.
You
got to
be careful, though. That guy's a beast. And
he's big. He's a big dude.
He's going to get...
a big old...
That's going to be nice.
Anyway, I thought that was cool. I was like, oh, it's like we're watching someone's cutting a promo.
And I don't know. Did you see on the... I think it was the pre-fights. This Russian guy fought somebody and beat somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't know who they beat. And then he's a little guy, smaller guy, and he was talking shit to McGregor. He's like,
he says, I don't know.
Champion. Like, what do you say? Ireland only has X amount of people, but Russia has blah, 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 like, you know, 100,000, 100 million people. And I mean, I'm like,
you understood
whoa.
What he was saying? I didn't get it at all.
I got a little bit of it. And I was like, dude, this guy's like, that's some serious, that's some Vince McMahon. Like crap.
When he did New York sucks. Yeah, when he did that, right? Mm-hmm. At first, it was like, well, part of it is his accent. I can't really get that. And on top of that, he was using this other, like, I don't know, is it like fighting jargon? Is it like mixed martial arts?
Something like
sort
that.
Sort of jargon. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know why. And then everyone's booing him. I'm like, why are you guys booing him? What is he saying? I don't get it.
Well, basically, he was saying that his I think it's Russia. Anyway, Russia's better than Ireland, basically, is what he was saying.
Sure.
And he was saying that their champion, McGregor, earlier this year, was tapping out like a chicken. That's what he said. It's like
he was calling
chicken.
Him out. He's calling him out.
Oh, yeah. Calling him out right there. And I was like, wow. But the guy's, there's no way. He's not, McGregor's not going to fight that guy. That guy's like just barely, I mean, he was on the undercard. You know what I mean? I love it. And, you know, that's one thing I've always said about UFC. Doesn't matter who you are, when you get a chance and you get on that mic, man, talk some smack, call somebody out, man.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was me and I was like decent, and even if I was like decent, but I knew that guy was going to kick my ass, I don't care. It's a paycheck.
Yeah.
I would get on the mic and just talk as much shit as I could.
Mm. You know, I would cut rock style promos.
Because in the end, that guy has to answer to what you said.
Yeah.
And then you can answer back. I mean, just. You got social media and everything, man. Talk that up. Talk some crap. But people are usually so quiet. I remember, like, I was real quick back in Pride. Remember Pride fighting? You ever watch Pride fighting? I remember, who was it? Vanderlei Silva, the axe murderer, right? Yeah. He beat
who lives here?
Yeah,
actually. I've met him before when I used to work at Target. He's a great
awesome. Guy, dude. I love Vanderlei.
Great guy. Yeah, nice
He's
guy.
A beast when he fought, and he fought in UFC. He fought and he beat somebody and. Shogun or in Rampage Jackson was next in line thing, and Rampage came. No. Rampage won. He beat I forgot who he beat. Anyways, he beat somebody. Gave him the power. Guy put the arm bar on him. Picked the guy up. Boom! Power knocked bombed. The guy out. Sure. Power bombed him. Got in the ring. Was talking smack. Pointed at Vanderlei, who was in the thing, and Vanderlei said okay. And Vanderlei came in the ring And they got and Vandalay. I mean, it was like the first time I seen in mixed martial arts where a guy like Rampage was talking and Vandalay's like, "You're disrespecting me." Boom! And he pushed him, and Rampage was like, "Holy shit, what is going on?" And they started; they had to get pulled apart. And I was like, "That's awesome."
That's when you need that wrestling trope of them fighting, and then like just a bunch of people separating them, and they're just trying to get to each other to fight more. That's pretty awesome.
That's how you build fights. That's why I think that McGregor is. That's one of his the beautiful things about him is that every single fight something happens. He's like that Alvarez. Put through his chair at McGregor's feet, and McGregor flipped out and had the chair over his head like he was going to throw the chair at Alvarez in the press conference. Dude, people see that, and you don't even watch UFC, and you see that, and you're like, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to check this fight out.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
There's some genuine animosity. Sure. Yeah.
And you want to fight it because you think, man, this guy's going to kill this guy. Yeah. And then sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. Most of the time he does. You know, it's all about promoting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in those circumstances, like, they don't do
it
enough.
I was watching any of the matches I was watching, I was like, I could do that.
Do what?
Not fight. Get beat up. Yeah. I could do that. Easy.
Yeah. The only thing, like,
you just go limp while some guy hits you.
That's what I was thinking when I was watching it. I'm like, what would I do just to stay alive for a little while?
Yeah. Even if you lose, sure.
Like, just, you know, it's like I'd go to I just want to go to, like, the, like a studio or something to learn to fight.
Yeah.
You know? A Muay Thai thing, and just tell them, hey, can you guys teach me how to sprawl? Because all I want to do is learn how not to get taken down.
Yeah.
I want to be, like, the greatest not get taken down guy.
The guy who just been beat by knockout. Never to the
That's
ground.
It.
Never by submission.
You're never going to take me down. Yeah. I just work out just long enough and just sprawl. Just learn everything I can do.
Your name would be Paul Can't Shoot on Me Blankenship.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody just come in just knowing, just cocking that right hand back just to give me some... Just knock me out. Yeah. Just knock me out. Be like, come on, you got to knock me out.
Every interview is just like, well, I know you can't take him down, so I just decided to kick him in the head.
And then I just talk shit in the ring. Be like, come on, take me down. Take me down.
Yeah. Oh, can't do it. Oh, can't do it.
Come on. You know what I mean?
Sure. I look at those guys and I'm like, yeah, I can do that.
I think you could.
I can get beat up pretty easily. I think I'm actually pretty good at it.
Yeah.
I would say.
I think you could.
I could sit there and just take punches till I die. It's fine.
I think you could do it.
Yeah.
I think you could do it.
I think so too. That's what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to train and just get beat. Just imagine going to like Vandalay Silva's gym and it's like, what's your goal, man? What's your end game? And you're just like, I'm going to get beat up.
I want to come into the.
I just want to get in the UFC and just get my ass kicked.
Here's what you need.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to be a living, breathing punching bag.
We could promote the hell. First of all, just talk shit. Right?
Yeah.
So you're going to be, you've already watched wrestling your whole life.
Oh, yeah.
So you know how to talk. So talk, wrestling, talk.
Yeah.
Talk shit. Right. Mm. That's that. Okay.
Yeah.
Next thing you do is entrance. Right?
Oh, yeah. Spectacular.
Crazy.
I need a Bobby Roode type entrance, like at NXT, just ascending from the heavens in this robe. And
I think
just,
you should
glorious.
Do two.
You know what I mean?
Two entrances. One could be like a Bobby Roode kind of one, and the other one could be like a Finn Balor demon entrance.
Yeah, sure.
Where you just, your whole body is just painted up, and you're just crawling to the ring with the smoke.
Sure. Just make it a big old show and then just get my ass kicked in like a minute.
But it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, because my God. This guy's entrances are fantastic. And here we go. Bing, bing, bing. Knocked out. Bing, bing, bing.
And talk
fight's
a lot.
Over.
Before you get knocked out, talk a lot.
Yeah.
In the ring.
Uh-huh.
Talk some shit. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Yeah. Come on. And then boom. Knocked out.
Yeah. What do you want? You punk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Sure.
And after that, I mean, people still going to – Dana White would be like, all right. Like, you get knocked out, and but everybody be talking about it the next day, and then, like, a couple months later, you just give him a call. Hey, Dana, got any fights for me? And you suck. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You happen to actually be selling a lot of merchandise.
People want
to
see Cain Velasquez murder you, so let's do that.
We're going to do the Cain fight.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But then you just talk on the mic like you're the best. Like, Cain knows I'm the best.
Yeah.
Cain's afraid of me because he knows that I'm just going to easily beat him.
Take your... Do a thing where you you have a camera crew follow you and go to like his gym, find out where he's working out, and come to his gym. What's up, man? Come on, pussy, right now.
Oh, you know what I could do? You know what I could do? I could do the Chris Jericho thing when Chris Jericho challenged Goldberg.
Yeah.
But it was always when Goldberg wasn't there, so I would just take that as a victory. Like, I would show up at Vandalay's gym when Vandalay is not there.
Yeah.
And then just be like, where's Vandalay?
Yeah.
I'm challenging a new fight. Exactly. Oh, he's not here? I'm going to give him – all right, I won.
Or you could even show up. You could even go to just a random gym.
Yeah.
And just claim, like, I'm at the gym now. This is, you know, whoever's gym.
Yeah.
That Kane's gym.
Yeah.
This is where he works out. We're going to go on here. I'm going to kick his ass right here.
front of everyone.
Going there. Where's you at, Kane? Just yelling. People are just like, who the fuck is this
you
guy?
You scared, Kane? Yeah, he's already left.
Yeah.
Sir, he already left. He knew I was coming. That's why he left. And just,
dude, that would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
That'd be amazing. Why don't people do stuff like that?
And then just have a shirt that says, you three, Kane zero, because on three separate occasions, you've gone to vet, and you just haven't found Kane Velasquez. You're like, whatever.
Oh.
And then just 2 seconds in, he punches you. You're done.
He just kills you.
He just murders you.
Dude, that'd be amazing. That'd be awesome, man. That's what you should do.
Yeah. And then just keep talking like I haven't. Yeah. Like I've done. Like I'm spectacular. Like I'm a spectacular guy.
Call out. Is it? CM Punk. You could take Punk, I think.
You think so? No, I don't think so.
Not yet. I think you could. I think we could work on it.
No. Yeah. I'll make him look good by going limp when he hits me.
Yeah. Let's put it this way.
You know what I'm good at?
CM Punk look good.
Yeah. I think I'm really good at just getting beat up and then just going limp from being beat up.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be.
You know what I would do?
Hard. Yeah.
You know what I would do?
What's that?
If I would train like legit. The first hit, first punch, I would have him hit me, right? Hard.
Yeah.
But I would totally overact the punch. So I would go down hard.
Like Hogan versus HBK?
Just
octopus in a washing machine?
Yeah. And just go down and
just
then,
oversell punches.
Oversell it. But then I just pop back up and be like, oh, like
up.
That.
Start hulking up, sure.
Because you got to do it quick. Yeah. That ref will be like, that's it. You know what I mean? You can't be like, I was just playing, ref.
Yeah, come on.
Tell the ref, hey,
this is legit.
Hey, just letting you know. Hey, John McCarthy. Hey, just letting you know when I get hit the first time, I'm just going to flop down like I'm done.
I need you to hold your hands up in an X to let people know that I might be done.
Here's what I want you to do. You're going to grab my arm. One, two, and that third one, my arm's going to go almost down, and it's going to go up.
Pop back up because I'm still in this.
McCarthy's like, dude, I can't do that, man. He's like,
this is legit. This is legit.
If you flop to the ground, I'm calling it.
This is legit fighting, guy. You can't just.
Yeah. This is not.
Can't just make a joke out of this.
Damn it.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll have more nonsense to talk about, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll be more specific.
More specific nonsense when we come back.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Bubba Booey, Hardstorm, Bubba Booey.
Oh, damn it.
We should take callers.
We should.
Although we're
callers.
Not live, though. I would see that. Like, they would try to call when the show's recorded. Like, we'll give them the phone number, and it's like, show's already been recorded.
What if we have, next week we have Ron Perlman Skyping in.
What? Don't live. Promise them that. Sorry. What if he doesn't Skype in? Then what are we supposed to do?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, sorry to tell you that Ron Perlman had to reschedule.
Yeah,
we should just start saying that we have guests that are gonna
just hit. All these fantastic guests.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Barack Obama is going to be Skyping in.
He's going to be Skyping in. He's going to talk to us. Big fan of the Geek Lounge.
Big fan of the Geek Lounge.
And then one's is like, oh, guys, some bad news.
Bad news, guys.
Barack Obama had to cancel, unfortunately.
You know what we should do is just we just say like you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we got Buffalo Bill is here.
Sure.
James Gum.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he'd be like, how's everything going? Is she a great big fat person? That's all I say.
I just want I've got a question. Yeah. Is what are you guys who are talking? Are you great big fat people?
I want to wear your skin.
Did you guys ever watch me on Monk?
Yeah. You watched me on the Hills Have Eyes. They burned me alive.
They burned me alive for that movie.
Hills Have Eyes. I was big.
I saw him in one movie.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about it at some point. I saw him in some movie not that long ago.
He was in Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, because he was the first one.
You're like, God. Heck is this guy? So, wait a second. He's right.
He was the detective. That's right. He was the detective who worked with... What was his name? Paul Walker, but what was his name? Like Brian Wayne Gacy? I don't know. He had a weird killer.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah.
Brian Wayne Gacy.
Brian Wayne Gacy.
Brian Wayne Gacy, no, yeah. That wasn't his name.
Something. Oh, by the way, you know who died yesterday? Did you see that? Robert Vaughn.
Yes, Robert Vaughn did unfortunately pass away.
And if anybody, like I said, if you get a chance,
yeah,
I'm telling you, I don't know. Like, you ever watch a movie and then that sticks with you, and then whenever you talk about it, that actor, mm-hmm. you always talk about that movie, and people are like, okay. Yeah. But I mean, in The Magnificent Seven, I'm telling you,
yeah,
he came to work. Like, in his little scenes yeah. that he's in, he is frightening. He's scary. Like when I watched that movie when I was younger, to this day, and I'll watch it, he's scary because you can't figure out what, like, is he that badass?
Right.
Or is he a coward? You know, because he seems like, sure. in the movie, he's the one of the seven that you don't know, like, where he really stands. Yeah. And he's a little psycho. Like, there's one part where he asks about, they say, like, enemies. Like, we all have lots of enemies. And then he looks at him, and he goes, well, none living. Like, he says that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, but the way he says it is like, don't be my enemy, because I'll shoot you. And I'll shoot you right in the
back. I'll do it right now. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't. And there's a part where he's sweating, and he's like, the whole fight's going on outside, and he's sweating, and he's in the hiding, and the. Robert Vaughn, dude.
Robert Vaughn was great. My first taste of Robert Vaughn was basketball.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he was the big,
another classic. Evil
businessman, yes, I guess. Yeah, so yes. That movie was, yeah.
Funny.
It was good. It was
funny. Yeah.
It was funny. He was great.
Well, he was in, and then we watched, again, on the Good, the Bad, Unwatchable, he was in Superman 3.
Yeah, we did watch him in Superman 3.
And he was
that
great.
Seems to be, like, his role, like, when he got older, was to just yes. be the bad businessman.
No, that's true. He did make a living after being the rich
yeah,
bad guy.
Bad businessman rich, bad type guy. Businessman, I mean, he did that in Superman 3, like we were just talking about.
So. Good-looking guy, man. You know what I mean?
He was, yeah.
He always, yeah. like, even when he got old, you know, he's good-looking. Like, he's like, if I could mm-hmm. grow old and look good-looking like Robert Vaughn,
It's kind of sad that, you know, like, people, like, casual movie people aren't going to know or care who Robert Vaughn is. But, like, if someone who is not, like, a great actor, but who just happens to be famous is dead.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference between actors and movie stars.
Yes.
Sometimes they can be both, but for the most part, you're either an actor or mm-hmm. you're a movie star. The difference is more in, like, the performance. Is this person famous because they give a good performance?
Okay.
Or are they famous because they can sort of be plugged into whatever
right.
sort of character,
mm-hmm.
and then just they don't even really play a character as much as they're just themselves in a situation with a different name?
Okay.
Which is fine. There's yeah. nothing wrong with that because right. you can still act. But then there are, like, actors who really sort of get into the roles and
mm-hmm.
can really sort of play a lot of different types of characters. That's my original point, was, like, you take someone like Robert Vaughn, who a lot mm-hmm. of people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Robert Vaughn dies. And how many people saw this headline and were just like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. He was
yeah.
in The Magnificent Seven. The new one?
No. Yeah.
Just no, the old Magnificent Seven. Mm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's sad. And a guy like him just deserved to be celebrated. He did a lot.
But I think like me, for instance, I fell into the category of people that it took me a long time
mm-hmm.
to really appreciate movies that from, you know, 60s, even the 70s. You know what I mean? So I understand. So maybe people out there, hopefully young people will eventually say, you know, like, when the time comes, you know, say, to sit down and watch some of those movies that you made, the classic movies, and enjoy them. Maybe you can't because your brain is not there right now.
Right.
But, you know, eventually when your brain
gets there
and you start appreciating movies.
I was the same way. When in my adolescence,
mm-hmm.
well, I wouldn't even go that far. I'd say somewhere around my 20s, my early 20s,
uh-huh.
I was like, at first I was like, this movie's in black and white. I'm not going to sit there and enjoy it.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't even give it a chance.
Yes.
But when I got older, I was like, it's like when you listen to oldies as a kid, you know, it's like, oh my God, it's old music. Now I love oldies.
Yeah.
I love listening to oldies.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's like you learn to appreciate something when you got old.
Yeah.
Luckily for me, it happened in my early 20s, and I was just where I could sit down and like, oh, I could watch black and white movies.
It's like
black and white movies. I could watch Singing in the Rain is one of my favorite movies. I can sit down and watch that.
Right.
You know.
No,
and,
I mean,
and before I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, because I'm 44,
mm-hmm.
so it took me 44 years old. Casablanca, like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It took me that long to be able to sit down and go, okay, this movie's in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if I'm gonna like it that much, but it's a classic movie that that pretty much internationally, overall, people will agree that it's one of the best movies of all time.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it. And I sat down and watched it, and I was like, damn.
This movie's good.
Humphrey Bogart is amazing.
You know what helped me get there? Was in my adolescence, though, even though I wasn't watching that stuff, I would watch Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Okay. I love Alfred Hitchcock. Huge fan. Nice. But I would watch Alfred Hitchcock Presents on, like, Nick at Night.
Right.
Because I did watch some old shows. Mm-hmm. But that one, I was like, I learned to appreciate that stuff. Yeah. And it was, like I said, I got older, and I was just like, well, what's keeping me from watching?
Right.
What's keeping me from watching Casablanca or something like that?
Yeah. And the best thing about those kind of movies is that, yeah, okay, there's a lot of it that's it's way different than movies that are made nowadays. Way different.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, too, is that a lot of times it's all the young listeners out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when you watch these classic movies, the reason they're classic is because there's movies like I love, I don't know how you feel, but I love like the Marx Brothers.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
I love Marx Brothers. Other one I love W.C. Fields. Both of those, the comedy in it, I'm telling you, there's stuff that they do in that stuff that we haven't even caught up to yet. Yeah. They were so far ahead of them times, and I don't know if I'm just geeking out on that.
The best movies, despite when they were made, despite the limitations they have, the best movies, the story transcends time. That's why movies like Casablanca still do so well, because the story is it's a great story.
Yeah, it's an excellent
story. And it just – and even now with our sensibilities or whatever you want to call it, we're more advanced, or I don't know how you want to do it. We're more complicated, or I don't know how you want to describe us. Even in this sort of state that we're in, that movie is still like well and above a lot of the movies that are coming out now.
Yeah. Yes.
Movies like that are just, I mean.
But I'm not to say that, look, I love junk, and I watch, there's movies that come out now that I really like, that I really love, that I know is like, look at my, you know, one of my favorite movies is, like I always say, is True Romance. And I know that movie is just some bubblegum pop culture crap just jammed together, but I love it because of all of the pop culture references and everything that's in it and the actors in it. But there's some great acting in it, you know what I mean? And there's great actors that are chewing scenery. So I understand there's some movies that I like that are dumb. And I just think that everybody, you need to expand your mind, okay? And you can love things that are dumb, but sometimes you got to like, dumb it down, or anyways. You gotta like sit down and watch some of those classic movies and just really give it a shot. I remember on my honeymoon, which is the only, well, I don't know if it's a honeymoon. It's a honeymoon vacation.
Yeah.
But we went to Carmel.
Oh,
Carmel.
Oh, fancy. Yes, Carmel.
We went to Carmel. We went to
Carmel for a week. You can stay at the Eastwood.
Me and Muff, we went to Carmel.
We stayed at the Eastwood Resort. With Mr. Clint. No, but there was a small theater there, and we watched A Touch of Evil, Orson Welles.
Oh.
And
really?
Yeah. They were just showing a special screening of A Touch of Evil, and I was like, I don't know how we got to see it, but like that is like one of my most memorable theater experiences, watching Touch of Evil, because I was like, wow, this is...
Can I tell you, one of the dreams I've always had since I was a youngin', because when I was in middle school, high school, college, even a little afterwards... I was a theater person. I loved to perform.
Right.
I always wanted a theater. I always wanted to own a theater that served two purposes. Was like a playhouse.
Okay.
If you wanted to put on a play.
Okay.
And then was also like a screening room, like a screening theater.
Oh, nice.
So like I would have like stage performances.
Yeah.
And then other days I would have old movies or something like that. Just something cool. Maybe like it doesn't even have to be that big. Just something small and intimate type deal, you know, like with old crown molding and stuff like that. Like, oh man, I would love to own a theater like that.
Best. Yeah,
I always wanted one, but I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Get one, dude.
In the future, I'll just go buy it right now. Yeah. You know, I'm just gonna go get one right now.
We should do that right here in the studio.
I'm just gonna make some phone calls and get it done.
We're gonna do it right here. Just film it. Shoot it up against the wall here. We can fit about
I would love to do like
maybe eight people in here.
Movies. Like, you know, like movie festival type where like you screen a movie there and then you can talk to like the cast or like the director or like Q&A type of stuff.
No, those are awesome. I remember one of the coolest things is I never saw the original Evil Dead, right? And it was crazy that I just never seen it. And actually, I've seen it since and it's not like it's okay. You know what I mean? Evil Dead's just amazing compared to it. It's way better in my opinion. But I went to Phoenix, Arizona. They had a convention there, and they had the ladies. They called it the Ladies of the Evil Dead. The girls in the movie that all get possessed. All three of them were there.
Oh, nice!
And so during the movie, they're doing live commentary on the movie. I was That's cool. Come on, dude. This is the most. This is amazing.
That's cool. You know I like to have like events like that. I think that would be awesome.
I think I think Vegas needs.
I think that would be as the kids would say, boss AF. Right. I'm with it. Ooh, I'm hip.
I like that.
I'm hip.
At the end, right? That was nice.
Anyway, it's so crazy how just a few weeks ago we were talking about Robert Vaughn and Superman 3, and then and then he's gone.
And he's gone.
Sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm going to be honest with you tonight. I can 100% guarantee I'm watching Magnificent Seven. Yep.
The new one, not the old one. The one with Chris Pratt and Denzel Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
Robert Vaughn, thank you so much for everything you've done.
Thank you. God bless you. Robert Vaughn.
These last 20 minutes is horrible. Robert Vaughn. Anyway, yeah, so that's sad. I'm glad. I hope you guys were entertained at least for this show.
I think they were.
Politics, death. I mean, we're a fun happening show.
We always come in. We have like a script here.
Yeah.
And we always
and then we just go off.
We kind of go off the script a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if we did the script, I think it would be a much better show. But we just go off the
script. Remember, guys, that you can let us know your thoughts and feelings on anything we've discussed on our Facebook at The Geek Lounge and on Twitter at Geek underscore Lounge.
Just fucking tweet me if you want to. I'm putting a dollar in the swear jar.
I was like, why are you pulling out a dollar? Okay, I see. You can tweet Paul at Bad Movie Lover on Twitter.
Yes.
Of course. And then, of course, we have our Twitter at the Good, the Bad, and the Unwatchable. I should follow that Twitter.
We
should. You're not even following our Twitter?
I don't even
know. Oh, my God. Okay. There's probably nothing on it now, but we'll get started on posting stuff. We'll put it the first time.
Oh, because we haven't posted it. All
right. There's anything on there. Anyway.
Just you can find Luis in the AOL chat rooms.
The AOL. I'm the only one there, so you'll know it's me.
Yeah, in the film buffs.
Film buffs. And also sexy singles. I'll be there, too. I'll be in sexy singles.
Occasionally the Vegas chat rooms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll know it's me because I'm the only one still there.
That's how you make things not shut down. You just stay in
there. If I stay logged in, they can't shut it
down. They keep telling us.
The minute I got a computer that's just on all the time.
Damn it.
Yeah.
We can't shut it down with you in there.
They send me that message and then I'm like, age, sex, location, ASL, question mark. And they're like, come on, man. We've been through this.
ASL, I forgot about that.
Of course, you can go to tpublic.com to get our beautiful, wonderful Geek Lounge.
Do they got the one with my face on it yet?
Not yet.
I think he does.
We're working on it.
Okay.
We're getting your James Ellsworth-esque t-shirt.
Oh, man, that's going to be
just
awesome.
Just remaking a goofball face.
Just the regular face.
Just the regular paw face.
Hi.
You guys didn't see the face he just made, but it's great for the t-shirt. It's
fantastic. I would wear that t-shirt.
Anyway, tpublic.com.
Yeah.
We don't just have show t-shirts. We also have gaming shirts and other types of fun shirts. So please help support the show in that way. But thank you so much for joining us, guys. We really appreciate you every week that you tune in.
Tell your friends.
Let's
get it going.
Let's get this rolling. Let's get the ball rolling.
Hashtag Geek Lounge.
Hashtag
The. Would be The.
Or Geek Lounge. Whatever. It would work even.
Either way.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Created by Louise LaTorre and Munch, The Geek Lounge is produced and hosted by Louise LaTorre and Adam Smasher and was recorded at Giga Hub Studios. You can find this show and many other shows at GigaHub.com and on Facebook under The Geek Lounge or on Twitter at Geek underscore Lounge. The show's theme is Shock Lunatique by the band Turquoise. You can find them at TurquoiseBand.com. TurquoiseBand.com for music, merchandise, tour dates, and much more.